Vive la Paris. Esme Raji Codel. When I came to school the next day, I no longer cared about being a polite person. It's just like Django and de Bergerac say. 1. If you're likely to get in trouble for doing nothing, you might as well get in trouble for doing something. 2. When a fight's coming, throw the first punch, because then no matter what happens, at least you'll know you got a good one in. And 3. Don't put your thumb inside your fist when you fight, because you can break it that way. So when there were only a couple minutes until recess, I said to Tanaya, "Guess what? I hope you got some nice ones in on my brother yesterday, because that's the last day you're going to get to do that."
"You and your brother?" hissed Tanaya. "You always flaunting him, walking with all your brothers around town. You think you all that."
What she is saying to me doesn't make sense, but I am wise now. I know things don't have to make sense, just that I have to take her down because this cannot continue.
"Why did you beat on my brother?"
"What's it to you? He can defend himself," she said.
"Why he gotta be like that? It's wrong."
"Like what? He never did anything to anybody. He wouldn't even know your name if you weren't up in his face." I felt myself winding up, like one of de Bergerac's toy cars that has a little coil that twists tighter and tighter before it spins so fast it smells like metal melting.
"That's not right, Tanaya. He can't hit you back because you're a girl."
"So is he," said Tanaya. "He keep acting like that, he going to die."
I didn't even feel myself leave my seat. All I hear is the screech of desks sliding and girls screaming. I feel my fingernails digging into the braids against her head. I feel her teeth wet against my cheek, trying to bite down. I feel people pulling us apart, but we're like Velcro, little barbs of a long, long anger hooked into each other.
"Stop it! Stop it!"
Miss Pointy was shouting. Luz ran to the intercom button, chest heaving and big worried eyes, looking for Miss Pointy to tell her to buzz the office. But the recess bell had rung.
"You want to tell me what's going on?"
Miss Pointy demanded, checking my cheeks for cuts, checking Tanaya's scalp for blood.
"Not really."
Tanaya crossed her arms.
"I'll tell you," said Daryl. "Tanaya's been pushing Paris's brother around at recess."
"Be quiet," warned Tanaya.
"Y'all better mind your business."
"Oh, yeah? What you gonna do about it?"
asked Daryl.
"Bring it, Miss Dark and Lovely. Just don't expect me to stand here and take it. I'm the man."
"Oh, don't start up, Daryl."
Miss Pointy rolled her eyes.
"It's true. My brother has bruises all over his back, Miss Pointy. I told.
"No, he doesn't,"
Tanaya exploded.
"How would you know?"
I felt my head reel around on my neck in a nasty way.
"You think it's not going to come around? Well, I got news for you."
"I'll take you right here, Minnie Mouse."
Tanaya faced me.
"Ooh,"
said the class.
"What are you people still doing here?"
Miss Pointy's voice rose.
"Usually you can't get to recess fast enough. Trust me, nobody's bringing anything or taking anybody."
The class gave us a wide berth as they filed out. Miss Pointy looked back and forth between Tanaya and me.
"I'm very disappointed in you both. How do you expect there to be peace in the world if we can't even have peace in this classroom?"
"I don't expect it,"
I blurted out. For the second time, Miss Pointy looked at me and didn't seem to recognize who I was. It took her a beat or two before she could speak.
"You think your mother needs this right now?"
Miss Pointy asked Tanaya.
"No, ma'am,"
said Tanaya, rubbing her head with her forearm. I tried to hide my wondering about what Mama would do if she were called in a second time, but Miss Pointy didn't seem to wonder if my mother needed this. Tanaya started looking that same miserable way she uses in church. You're kidding, right? Girl, you have got to be kidding. Then Miss Pointy told Tanaya to go and cool off in the art teacher's room. And Tanaya didn't need to be asked twice.
Not fair. Not fair. How come she gets to go? I demanded.
But then politeness set in.
I mean, you don't have to work on me first.
I think I do.
Miss Pointy pulled up a chair so I would sit right beside her. Then there was a long minute with just me and Miss Pointy.
This has been going on a while, huh? A lot going on.
She said finally. My mouth was doing a crazy twitchy thing, turning down at the corners, and I could not look up at her at all, for what seemed like forever. But when I looked up, there she was, looking at me with the most concerned, sad expression I have ever seen. I burst out crying so hard that I put my head down on her desk. I could feel her patting me on the place where, if I had wings, they would sprout.
I'm trying to be brave, I finally said. I wanted her to say, 1. Poor Paris. 2. You are brave. 3. I know you are a polite person and that you would never behave this way if you weren't pushed. Instead, she said,
So is Tanaya.
Who cares about Tanaya? I snorted.
I want to tell you something, said Miss Pointy. And even though you are angry, I hope you will hear me. Sometimes people become our enemies, not because they are so different, but because there is something in them that is so much the same. It hurts us to look at it.
There is nothing about me that is the same as Tanaya, I insisted.
Maybe there's something about Tanaya that is the same as you. Maybe you have something that she also has. Maybe you have something she is about to lose.
What? I asked. Miss Pointy looked a little torn, like there was something she wanted to tell me, but she couldn't.
Let's just say maybe there's something that you share that you don't know you share. That's not to say she can beat on your brother.
Miss Pointy straightened.
That's going to stop.
Miss Pointy, it can't seem like I was the one to stop it. It was so hard to explain. He's got to stand up for himself.
It's hard to stand up when someone is beating you down, said Miss Pointy. Sometimes a person needs a little help. I'd even say usually, Paris. There's no shame in that.
There isn't? I asked, because, 1, I felt ashamed, so there must be some shame in it, and, 2, Lewis says some teachers were never kids, and maybe she is one of them.
But don't worry, it will look like I'm stopping it, because I'm the one who is. Got that?
I nodded.
Paris, I'll tell you something else. My best friend when I was a little girl started out as my enemy.
Luz is already my best friend, I thought. I don't need Goliath for a friend. But I just said, really?
It's true. She used to try to copy from my math test in class. I thought, she's sneaky. She's a cheat. She's going to get me in trouble. And I didn't want to have anything to do with her. In time, though, I saw that she wanted to do well in school, just like me. And I started helping her with her math before the test. She still calls me Paris. We're still friends, 20 years later. But I haven't really learned my lesson. Even now, there are women I meet. And I'm still so quick to think, oh, we don't have anything in common. But it always turns out we have something in common, or they have something about them that is interesting. Maybe not enough to be the best of friends, but it's enough to have a really good time together. But I wouldn't know that if I didn't push the doubts and prejudices aside, so there is a little space in my heart for them.
The bell rang. Miss Pointy looked at the clock and sighed.
That space is where peace lives, Paris. that little spot in our hearts that has room for other people, that place where we try to find our common ground. Maybe it's all the peace we can expect, Paris, but let's try to keep expecting that much.
Yes, ma'am, I gulped. I'll try. I felt like I needed to wash my face, but I didn't want to go into the bathroom by myself. I still wasn't prepared to expect that much peace.